I'm Julian.
I'm Brady.
I'm Ollie.
I'm Noah.
We're Pushing Veronica, and you're listening to the House of Noise podcast.
Alright, welcome to another episode of
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
All right, so we interviewed a new band out of California.
Southern California,
Southern
that is.
Southern California. I should say SoCal because
I
lived in SoCal for a minute. I lived in San Diego.
All right, okay.
So the name of the band is Pushing Veronica. We got to chat with these four young gentlemen.
And I'm going to list them off. So we talked to Ollie Littner, who's the vocalist.
He's the one that looks like he's 30.
Yes. Julian Silvas, who is does vocals on the guitar. Noah Rosansky, he is the bass player. And Brady Ward, who is the drummer. Yes.
That Brady was the Slipknot fan.
Yes. Best friends forever.
All right. So we had a lot of fun talking to these guys. And, talking about how they're releasing music, their time touring with
Like a Storm.
What else?
Their different singles.
Yeah, their different singles, playing at the Machine Shop, playing all the different venues that they got to play with, meeting the drummer for
Brian Medina from
Gemini Syndrome. Yep. I mean, we go over a whole bunch of stuff. These guys were great. Definitely keep an eye out on these guys because I see big things coming for them.
Yes, they have a new single coming out, a new video. Their current singles are Dead Girl, Young Love, Angsty Teen Song, which I need to listen to. That's funny.
Bullshit.
Bullshit and Dead Girl. Yep. And their ideals are very mature. They go from the ages of 16
to 17.
So they're youngins and very mature. Mature for their ages. Sorry. Young kids trying to create a grass movement, and got to admire them for that. Just really seem to have it together. So, they have goals. They have goals they're working toward. And I'm really proud of them. And I'm going to buy a bullshit shirt. So, because the shirt's funny.
You want the Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I'm getting the Robert Downey Jr. one. Faux show. But it was a good time.
So as far as the Jam in the Van sessions, it turns out that they won. Congratulations to them, and we can't wait to hear the material that comes out of that session. Congratulations again, guys. So we hope everybody enjoyed this enjoys this interview.
Yes,
with Pushing Veronica.
Yeah, and apparently if you were to ever meet Veronica, you'd want to push her too. So.
So enjoy.
Enjoy.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
How's it going? Real quick, one of our band members isn't with us right now, but we can patch him in on Skype. So can we do that really quickly?
Hey, no problem.
Yeah,
if that's
sure.
What you guys want to do.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Howdy, howdy.
All right. That's everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what I really want to ask first is, what is the deal with the ball pit rock? Like, where did that come from, and why do you guys use it so much?
Oh, awesome. Okay. So when you think about a ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese or something like that, like, you have no idea what's inside. It could be disgusting and filled with tons of awful stuff. But isn't the world around you the same thing? So we just implore you to come and jump in the ball pit with us and forget about all that and just have a good time. Embrace energy and fun and youthfulness and
a good time.
Exactly. We just want people at our shows and everywhere where we spread the ball pit to have a good time and join us.
I like that because I like the Chuck E. Cheese ball
Thank
pit.
You so much.
Yeah, forget about all the feces and vomit that may be in there. And pee.
Exactly. Just have a good, be with your friends and have a good time. That's
right,
that's our motto.
Right. I like it. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys recently played at the Machine Shop with Like a Storm. How was that for you?
It was such a blast. We loved playing Machine Shop. The crowd there was amazing. It was super cold, and we weren't allowed back in because we were underage, but they were so nice about it.
It was just overall, it was just a really good time.
We've heard so much folklore about that place. Everybody's been telling us that we're going to love it. And we were so, like, it was so surreal when Like a Storm told us that we were going to be playing there because we didn't know we'd get to go to the Machine Shop so soon. But mm-hmm. we saw Machine Shop Santa and all these amazing people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a regular there.
He's the best.
We frequent the Machine Shop a lot, so we're definitely familiar with the venue.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's like our stomping ground, basically. And we were sad to say that we're not able to make that show.
Yeah,
the holidays were crazy for us. So,
no worries. Hope to see you guys soon in person.
So, are there plans of touring more in the future? I mean, I'm sure there is.
Absolutely,
definitely.
We love that experience, so we're just trying to get on anything we can. We've got a new single called Reason to Cry coming out at the end of the month, and whatever we can do to visit more places.
Get out there. Yeah.
Spread the ball pit.
Love traveling.
Right.
So what's your favorite part about touring so far? And it can't be sleeping in a van.
just seeing everything, really, pretty much. All the venues.
Random stops,
meeting all the people from where we go, and just being able to perform.
I mean,
everybody.
If we weren't on tour, we'd be at school. So literally every second that we're on the road is better than being
in school.
Exactly. So even sleeping in the RV is so much better than I don't know.
Sitting in a classroom day.
Exactly. We're lucky to have that alternative, so that we're grateful the entire time while we're out there.
and actually, I have a question about what's the environment like in school? You know, you hear about the school shootings and you know, what is school like nowadays? Because, I mean, I've been out of school for over 25 years, so, you know.
Yeah. That's kind of what we write about. There's a lot of paranoia at the moment, constantly. People, like, everything is done over social media. Everything's done over the internet. There's not much connection that happens anymore. Mm-hmm. And everybody feels alone. So when we're at school, we're so lucky to have the opportunity to have something else to be thinking about, some kind of thing to be living for. Because we see there's a lot of, like, disease that overtakes people. Boredom is really bad nowadays.
Yeah.
And we're just, the atmosphere is not very healthy. So
we're really glad to have an outlet.
Exactly.
Like music to express and all that kind of stuff.
And each other to be with at school.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta have friends. And
yes.
A lot of time friends can become family.
I
know you guys.
We just keep our eye, and we all try to be as healthy as possible and emphasize, like, I don't know, community.
Yeah.
So we're lucky to have each other.
Well, I know some of your songs deal with, like, what was the name of the song? The Bullshit.
Yeah.
Has to deal with, you know, crying out against, like, substance abuse and shit like that. But, like, do you guys, never experimented with anything? You guys are totally, you know, straight edge and don't mess with anything?
I mean, we see what happens to people who, like, I think the real problem is boredom. Nobody really, they're just, it's all escapism. Like,
people are so sick of their day-to-day lives that they use a different substance to change their mindset so that they're not as bored and they're not doing the same thing over and over again.
And
so then that leads to addiction. It's just like you're ruining your life that way.
So we're not trying to be preachy or anything, but we're just trying to talk about what keeps us healthy And if you are into any, like, not talking to you specifically, but if anybody who's listening does that kind of thing, that's fine. We're not trying to tell you what to do. Right. But it's important to us that we keep living with purpose, because if we don't, we're going to turn, well, it'll be dangerous for us. So, exactly.
Yeah, basically we replace drugs and alcohol that teenagers use with music.
Yeah.
That's good. And it's tough when you guys do start touring a lot. You're going to come across a lot of peer pressure and stuff like that too. So, you know, you got to stay strong when you're on the road too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, lots of people have asked us to come drink with them or smoke with them, and mm-hmm. we've had to politely decline many times.
Right. Yeah. Well, good for you guys on that front. I mean, I think your ideas, you know, the messages that you're trying to put across are great, and is a positive
Thank
alternative
you.
To, you're welcome, to the environment that we're all in. Doesn't matter age, race, religion, whatever.
Right. And you're not trying to push any type of religion or anything on anybody. You're just saying, you know, stop the bullshit.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. We're growing up and we're just telling you what's working for us, I guess, and we appreciate everybody who's connecting and relating to that, because it's very helpful for us to be able to yell about these things mm-hmm. at the top of our lungs. Exactly. It's very gratifying.
Yeah. Well, it's very grassroots, and I think your ideas are very mature for your ages too. And, you know.
Thank you.
And I like that. How old are you all, if you don't mind me asking?
All right. Well, this is Julian speaking. I'm 17, though I look like I'm 30.
I'm Brady, the drummer. I just turned 17.
And Noah and I, I'm Ollie. Other guy is Noah, and we're both 16.
Wow. God, it's just funny for me to think back what I was doing when I was a teenager.
I'm a little bit younger than my co-host here, and I was thinking about how you guys kind of sound a little bit like Offspring. And I was like, man, I was listening to Offspring when I was like 15. I was, wait a minute, that was over 20 years ago. That was before these guys were even born. So thanks for making me feel old.
Well, it's awesome that you guys are still involved in music and doing stuff like this. We're like that. It's really inspiring to us that people are still passionate about music and interviewing people.
Well, for us, you know, we don't play instruments and we don't sing. Well, she sings.
I sing.
Well, but we're not in bands, and we really want to help, you know, artists like yourselves get your name out and, you know, kind of make a little bit of a name for ourselves, too. So. You know, it's
awesome. Perfect.
It's
that's so awesome. Keeping it alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't play, but I can talk, so why not?
And I can sing karaoke, so I suppose that counts. Yeah. You know, I thought that was neat that you guys were able to work with Brian from Gemini Syndrome. And what's even more impressive is that he saw the talent in you and he, you know, really wanted to work with you. Did he approach you after the show and say, I really like what you guys are doing, let's talk? Or yeah, like,
what's the story behind that?
We kind of, I mean, we had a connection with him before through friends. It mm-hmm. seems like everything in the music industry is done with networking.
Yes.
Exactly. So we knew of him before, and that outlet. Sorry. Yeah. When we
played with them at the Rock. No.
It was the Whiskey.
The Whiskey Go Go, over in Hollywood.
He watched the show.
He saw our set, and then he approached us later on, and just pretty much a connection right off the bat.
Yeah, and he's been such an amazing inspiration for us, and working with him, like he's such a creative guy, and some of the things that he thinks up are so ridiculously funny. So I
love him so much.
Yeah, it was a really lucky connection.
And then you worked with the producer that worked with Marilyn Manson and the Deftones, which are two of my favorite bands. So
no way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. In fact, Deftones are going to be at Sonic Temple this year. And we're
actually going to be doing Incarcerated this year instead of Sonic Temple, but we're still thinking about doing one day out there because I really want to see Deftones as well. I'm a huge Deftones fan.
Julian and I got to see Deftones, and that was a life-changing thing for us.
Well, they're a California-based band, so I'm sure they play out there a little more often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys do your videos? Were you able to get everything shot in a day?
Death Row was 2 days, and Bullshit Bullshit was 1 day, and those are our two videos at the moment.
Yeah,
it goes pretty fast.
How much fun did you have?
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I mean, if you watch the videos, you'll see all this crazy shit, and a lot of it is improv.
Oh, nice.
Like we have a storyboard ahead of time, but just being able to act it out, like Julian getting killed with a baguette.
Yeah, that was great.
That was pretty right off the bat.
So much fun.
So are you guys planning on actually releasing a full-length album, or are you just going to keep doing the single after single until you have enough for a full album?
Exactly. So the plan will be you'll get a single from us every 1 or 2 months, and eventually we'll put them all into a collection, an album.
Yeah,
that seems like the new way of doing things.
How do people in your age group, or you know, how do you guys consume music?
Tell us, youngins.
Yeah, tell us consume music.
Ollie, me personally, I'm an album guy. I try to listen to things as a collection in context.
I'm the same here. This is Julian. I would definitely agree with Ollie. I do the same thing.
Brady,
I listen to albums as a collection, and then I kind of go off that, and then whatever songs that I just look up random artists and just listen from there, and just try to get connected to new things all the time.
Brady, are you a singles guy or an albums guy? Probably specific songs, right?
Yeah.
Brady likes specific songs, so he does it the modern way. And then Noah, you like albums, don't you?
I'm a little bit of a mix. I find a lot of music on the radio. I listen to Alt Nation on SiriusXM a lot. And that's how I find a lot of my music. And then I narrow it down to the singles that I like.
But the modern way is like artists want to keep their fans' attention, and they feel like if you release an album, then you just shot everything on, like you put all your apples in that one basket, and now you have to stay silent for a little while until you put out a new album. So with streaming, the best way to keep your numbers up is to go a song, then wait a little while, then put out another song, then wait a little while, and keep doing it. Keep the momentum growing. And it's been good for us because we keep getting to meet new members of the Ball Pit every song we release.
Yeah.
We go a little bit of a different direction on every song, and we get to keep growing the fan base.
Yeah.
How's the writing process for you guys? Do you all collaborate together, or does one person do more work than others?
We mainly bring ideas to each other. We all write a little bit, and then we bring it all together and smash it against the wall and see what sticks.
We write when we're inspired, mostly when we're angry about things. Like it comes a lot when you're pissed off. When we all get together, we all laugh about why the other member was pissed off. And that's how it goes. Yeah.
I love it.
The best music comes out of pain. So.
Yes.
Yeah,
pain
so true.
And anger. I mean, that's, you know, when you think I don't know if you guys have seen the Joker. We watched it last night
finally.
And a lot of people were saying it's so annoying how he laughs. And I'm like, this is the problem with society. We are so intolerant of people that don't fit in that little box. You know, his character had a condition. You know,
which turned out to be a brain injury.
So I'm sure, you know, maybe you guys can, with your music, you can relate to that, and you maybe can relate to that personally, being, you know, young teenagers and young people
today. After your perfect little box, I'm going to live over here.
Exactly. That's our point with the Ball Pit, is we want everybody to jump in and be immersed. we're inclusive of everybody. There's a philosopher that I really like who says the only way to get through it is just to laugh at the world. Yes. It'll make you feel better anyways, because there's nothing you can do about how shitty things are.
Yeah.
So if you can just smile through it and enjoy the parts of life that are enjoyable, then why not? It feels better.
So how long? All right, I'm going to change subjects now. How long before you guys hear about the recording session thing in the van? I can't remember what it's called at the moment.
Oh, the Jam in the Van.
Jam in the van.
Today is the last day to vote. Today is January 12th, and we find out where our standings are at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hold off on posting this to our or uploading it to our podcast until tomorrow, so that way we can give the results in our little prequel
thing.
Yeah,
thank you. You can tell everybody if it worked or not. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, I just love talking to young people, because it just I love
you just
to see.
Sounded so old right there.
Well, I'm almost 50. Okay, so shush. I could probably be like, you know, a mom or whatever. Anyway, my point being, to me, you guys remind me of the youth of the 60s and 70s is that grassroots, starting a movement, you know, starting a movement through music. And it's historically been done. And I just love how you guys are really working at making a statement. I think it's super cool.
Thank you. It's really important to us. We really like singing from a place of meaning and experience, and when people relate to that, it makes us so happy. So thank you. We really appreciate you appreciating it.
We appreciate you appreciating us appreciating
exactly.
That. So yeah, hopefully you guys get the Jam in the Van thing, because that sounds like a really interesting. I've never heard of it before. I know it's been around for a few years now, but you know, this is the first that we're hearing of it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really interesting opportunity.
Definitely look into it. It's such a cool place for young up and coming bands that you might not have heard of before.
Yeah, I hear a lot of bands that I haven't heard of before, especially like on Spotify. That's the only thing I like about like the streaming services, is the exposure of new bands that I've never heard before.
Well, we get exposed to a lot of new bands anyway because of what we do, but yeah, definitely the streaming services have helped with that. I mean, sometimes just doing the whole YouTube fucking, just looking around every once in a while, if something new will pop up. It's like, oh, this is pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys... Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to say that's the best way to like take chances. That's what I like about streaming as well.
Yeah. Do you guys have any way of kind of figuring out where a lot of your fans are? Are they fairly spread out? Are they mostly in California? Like, what have you found, being that you did the tour with like a storm and social media and...
I would say that our fans are extremely spread out. It's a good mix of pretty much everywhere.
California scene, we've got some tight people here. But the best way for us to, we really like connecting with people in person. So we're hoping to just keep going out and traveling and getting in front of people and meeting them. Because that's the best way. We really make friends with fans, and we want it. Like, if you're listening to this right now, no matter where you are, come get us. Like tell us where you are, so we'll come.
Yeah.
Well, Michigan has quite a few places throughout. I know there's the Token. There's obviously, you guys played at the Machine Shop. There's plenty of venues in Detroit. You know, the Fillmore, St. Andrews, State Theater.
Yeah.
The hardest part is there's a lot of stubborn ass people out there that don't want to listen to any new music.
That's okay. Michigan was good to us.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah. That makes me proud to be a Michigander. So if you guys could, you know, if you could see, what would be something that would show you that your music is making a positive difference? Would it be a fan coming up to you, or somebody at the show, somebody messaging you on Facebook, or maybe somebody's already done that?
They're probably more than Twitter game.
All of it indefinitely.
Yeah.
Just every interaction, it just brings a smile to our faces. And just, yeah, meeting people telling us that, like, that we've changed their lives, or just being able to help people get through hard times. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Any piece of engagement means the world to us, because we try not to expect anything from anybody. Mm-hmm. And we can't thank anybody enough who's been contacting us and engaging with us. You are seriously making this dream come true. But the best thing that you could possibly do is shop it around to your friends and make sure they know. Just spread the word. Bring the ball pit anywhere possible. Yeah. We just want to keep this movement growing.
I love this ball pit term. It just fills me with giddiness, you guys, because every time you say it, I'm like, I just envision that ball pit.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, that's so awesome. That's exactly what
you know.
Want.
Well, I'm going to give you some advice. We were doing research for a different band today, but a little piece of information I read was, he was told when he was first starting, be nice to everybody on your way up, because on your way down, you'll see them again.
Yeah.
And every band will have their ups and their downs. So, you know, and you guys already seem like nice guys anyway, so I'm sure you don't have that problem, but.
Thank you.
Don't forget where you came from.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Definitely.
You guys are very sweet. And
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Excuse me, getting comfortable.
So are you
on my
guys.
Chair.
You guys wow, are stop you guys it. Have been really great interviews. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate, you know, this is how we do it for our show and our podcasting is we're all human beings, and we want to make that connection, because like you say, you know, in a lot of areas that connection is missing.
Right.
So our goal is to make a connection with you on the most basic human level and just have a conversation. We do our research, but we don't ever have scripted questions, because we want you to be like, you know, that I made that connection for that hour 20, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what really matters in the scheme of things.
That's really amazing. That's such a great way to, like, we really appreciate connection. So it's you guys have a similar motto.
Yeah.
Similar ethos.
Well, plus we hate the boring 20 questions.
Yeah, no.
After a while it gets old.
Like I was reading one of the interviews I saw online, and it was the same questions, and I just thought
you were. I'm sure you guys are.
And,
it's still pretty new to you, but after about 4 or 5 years of it, you probably get pretty tired of it.
Yeah.
Like your the way that you described the band name, though.
Yes,
well, if
that
you
was
met
great.
Her too, you'd want to push her.
So awesome.
So
thank you.
So are you guys all out of the same, well, never mind. You all go to school together. Okay, let me just don't even think of the question I was just going to ask, because I just answered it. So, you know, don't worry. So punk, are you guys mainly influenced by punk? Because I know punk is known to, like, really be that in your face, we're getting the message out.
Kind of raw.
Kind of like, you know. Angry.
I think it's really great that we all have so many different influences.
Which is
like.
Nice.
If you go through each of our music tastes, you find very few songs that are the same between us.
Nice.
We like very few artists in common, and I think that's what makes our chemistry really great when we're making songs, because we all have such different tastes. Yeah.
Who is the one that likes Slipknot? Who's the big Slipknot fan?
Me, Brady, the drummer.
Brady, yeah, I love you, man.
Yeah, you're our guy.
I love you guys, but Brady, I love you.
Yeah, punk. We all love it, but the ethos and what they stand for, all about rebellion and being together and fighting for what's right. Like, that's what really, really sticks with us.
Yeah.
I'm a massive.
It fuels our music.
Exactly.
As well.
Awesome.
We pull from it a lot, but we all we all throw in our own little personal taste in there, and our music is kind of an amalgamation of all different styles of rock music. Mm-hmm. But we don't, so that's why we ended up, that's another reason why we started Ball Pit Rock, because we didn't want to be perfectly paired up with we wanted to do what we want.
Yeah.
So are you guys planning with sticking with a certain formula when it comes to making music, or are you guys going to, you know, try to mix things up and try new things and see where it takes you?
Constantly trying new things.
Love it.
Until you find that one thing.
Right now, well, okay, so all of our songs at the moment have swearing. So right now our main goal, we got how to write songs that don't have swearing, and we just wrote two that don't have any in it.
Aww. We're very happy with
that. Yeah, we're quite proud of the of not having to swear all the time. We just like our newer stuff is going into a more theatrical, like My Chemical Romance type style. But you can't count on us being the same the whole time.
Yes.
It's the Pushing Veronica package, I guess.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. I mean, you can't, you know what? And kudos to you guys for being courageous enough to change it up, to not do the same thing every time. That takes courage.
Thank you.
And strength
so
of character.
Much.
Well, and the other side is, or the other thing I would say is try not to completely copy somebody, come up with your own sound.
Yes,
and
be unique.
That's the whole point of music. Definitely. Is taking influences and creating something new
and getting in that
exactly.
ball pit.
There's a lot of bands out there that kind of steal from other bands, which isn't unheard of, but you know, why steal from somebody else? It's already been done. You know, there's so many different influences that you can pull from that create something
exactly.
different.
Even combining different things, if it goes well, like that's what we all feel really lucky that we all take from different styles, because putting them all together makes something fresh without taking that much effort on our part. We don't have to really steal from anybody, because we've all got different tastes.
Yeah, are you guys self-taught on your instruments, or did you take lessons?
This is Julian. As a little kid, I took lessons, but all through my life, pretty much.
Yeah.
I took lessons until I got to the amount of skills that I have now, and then I kind of taught myself from there.
Oh, okay.
If you hear Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine talk about guitar work, he basically says that there's a threshold you need to pass of technical skill, but you can get really far not like just inventing your own sound, not being the most technically skilled player out there. So even though we've all had lessons and we all pursue that, we just try to be as unique as we can I think we're all still trying to get better, but even at 16, I think what we do is good for us.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
I hope so. It'll get better as we grow up,
definitely.
I guess.
Well, hopefully anyway, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, you know, and that is the, I want to say, the blessing of youth is you guys have that on your side, and you have so much time to just hone your craft and get better and better and better as time goes on.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you really,
that's why we started so young, right. Or at least why we enjoy starting so young.
Yeah.
Well, if you're gonna do it, you gotta do it 100%. Because you know, if you go in only 50, even 80%, most of the time it won't work out.
Yeah.
And that's the hard truth about the music business right now, especially. It's, you know, you might get lucky and get that one hit wonder or whatever, but for the most part, you know, it's going to be the bands that last the longest are going to end up being the ones that are going to succeed later on in life.
It's hard to cut through, but that's so we try to get in front of people. Like our live show, it's a blast. It's really we're very proud, and we hope if you come out you have a good time, because we try to get you involved as much as possible. We try to give you an unforgettable experience. And even if it's hard to cut through, just playing to people on the radio who are not that involved, but we work every day day constantly. We're practicing.
Yeah, 2-3 hours.
Exactly.
Not more.
To give you that experience when you come see us in person.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, with the so many bands that are popping up and then dropping out because, you know, they record in their house or something, you know, and
yeah,
they have, yeah, you know, put out an album and then next thing you know, they're not a band anymore. It's just, there's right. going to be a lot of those. It's, you know, I've already seen a ton of them come and go just in what we've do in the last few years here.
We're yeah. completely in the long haul. We're doing this forever. Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you, you know, obviously living the lifestyle of a musician, you're not going to be rich or anything and yeah, whatnot.
Yeah, hopefully there's no plans of being rich.
Right, right. So are you guys, have you thought about college, you know, having a backup plan just so that...
Well, if you got a backup plan, then you're not in it 100% at the
true.
Same time.
Well,
it's a double-edged sword. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are still involved in the music industry. You get to talk to musicians and you get to like, our dream is just to be connected to music somehow.
Yeah.
So, we're in this band forever. We're going to keep pursuing it, but we're going to worm our way into the music industry. Yeah. Julian takes photos. Nice. I'd love to be a journalist and to do interviews similar to this. Brady wants to build equipment. And Noah wants to work on lights and on programming and producing, and nice. We're all doing that at the moment. And music just speaks to us. All these different niches in music are what click with us. So no matter what, we're going to be doing this forever.
Yeah.
And using those skills is what will help us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely. Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do to still maintain their relationship in the industry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are fans of the Nixons or not, but the lead singer is a noted songwriter and producer. Have you ever thought about, you know, possibly learning how to hone songwriting and that being like another avenue in the future, possibly?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 1,000%.
All those things help inform what you make outside of it. So just whatever we can do.
Yeah. Or starting a record label like David Ellefson from Megadeth did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All those people get to do what they get to make their own music, and they get to be involved in the scene. And we've been asked to write music for people.
Oh.
We'd love to do those kinds of things. Cool. just to be involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are little phenoms, aren't you?
Thank you so much.
So, as far as, you know, is there, well, we have you here and we're here with you in this time. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Cause we want to make sure we cover all the bases and you guys feel like we made that connection and you're satisfied and you've gotten, you know, everything out there and whatnot.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah. Thank you for giving us such an awesome interview. Thank you for caring.
Well, we
the
go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
we just wanted to say that we got a new song coming out at the end of the month, and we hope anybody who listened to this interview wants to check out our social media. See us being dumbasses on our social media.
Yeah.
And check out our song. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, where is the best place to find everything that is Pushing Veronica?
Yes.
We're on all social media platforms. We have a website, pushingveronica.com, all music platforms, basically anywhere you find things, we're there.
You can rep PV in the streets. We've got some pretty...
Got merch.
Yeah, we got some weird-ass shirts that you can buy. So maybe just look on our website, pushingveronica.com, and you'll find anything you need.
Are you guys worried about some sort of licensing thing with the Robert Downey Jr.?
I freaking love that, though. I love the bullshit shirt.
He's so big. Honestly, I doubt he'll find it. I don't think that's on his radar.
If he does, then we'll change it, obviously.
If he does, then I guess we're doing something right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like
if the cease and desist letter comes in the mail, at least we'll get to say that we got a cease and desist from Robert Downey Jr.
True. I guess bad press is still press.
Write a song about it.
Exactly. I love that. Write a song about it.
Thank you.
Take a picture of it and put it on your Facebook page.
Exactly. Maybe that's legal. I'm not sure if you're allowed to tell people, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty of ways of dancing around words and actually saying it.
I'm going to get me one of those shirts because I absolutely love it. And I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
Well,
awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yes. And best of luck to each and every one of you. Looking forward to when you come back to Michigan. We will keep playing you on House of Noise every Sunday. And I mean, bless you and what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
So, and good
luck. We can't wait to meet you. And let us know if you get that shirt. We'll shout you out on everywhere.
For sure. I will.
Awesome.
I will.
Thanks.
All right, guys. You have a great night.
You too. You
too. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good
one. Yep. You too.
That's so nice of you. Thank you.
All right. So before we get off of here with you guys, do you mind giving us a little plug for our show?
Absolutely.
All right. It is the House of Noise podcast.
Okay. So Noah, are you there? On 3, 2, 1, we'll say we're pushing Veronica. You're listening to House of Noise to the House of Noise podcast. Okay.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. We're pushing Veronica,
and you're listening to the House of Noise podcast.
Oh no, you're behind. I think we got to do it just the three of us.